This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Is there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Being heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And we will start tonight with our pre-net check-ins. First, there is Mr. Mail, K4XMR, out of Prosperity. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Gus, AA4GH, out of Ponte Gorda, Florida. Then we'd like to welcome Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, and she brings along her husband, Don, KG4PFI. Next, we'd like to welcome Andrew, KR4AAZ, out of Greer. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Richard, KC4PLT, out of Pentagraph, Georgia. Next is Mr. John, KF4CKT, out of Hania Pass. Then we'd like to welcome Miss Rebecca, N4UYB, out of Monroe, Georgia. Next on that list is Mr. Patrick, KC4WGG, out of Rome, Georgia. Then we'd like to welcome Richard, KE4VGN, out of Greenville. Then we'd like to welcome Douglas, KC4PIL, out of Spring, Texas. Next, we'd like to welcome Andy, WA4JJZ, out of Aiken. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Ben, KO4ZEW, out of Simpsonville. Next is Mr. Leon, our Friday Night Net Control, one of our Friday Night Net Controllers, NC9V. And he brings along Miss Wendy, KE4DXJ, to make the home in Hendersonville. And he also brings along their son, KN4GTM, that's Dean, and he's down there in Taylor's. Next, we'd like to welcome Andy, KI4LZI, out of Table Rock. Next on the list is Mr. Rowland, K4YRL, out of Greenville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Shane, N4ZLK, out of Cleveland. Next on the list is N2NVY, that's Mr. J over in Lake Lure. Then we'd like to welcome our Monday Night Net Controller, KO4JKV. He's over here in Asheville, or up there in Asheville. Next is Miss Jamie, KR4FHX, sorry. And then we'd like, and they're in Gaffney. Next we'd like to welcome Jose, KQ4YQI. He's in Greer, and that concludes our pre-net check-ins. And we're going to let the repeater drop here. We have quite a few EchoLink stations. So EchoLink stations only, EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, North Carolina, and I'll hang around and chat with you.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in. Kilo, Romeo 4, India, Uniform, Bravo, KR4, IUB. My name's Lenny. I'm over here in Easley, and I'll be
KO4HKX Blues 2 Marriott. We'd like to welcome Mr. John, KN4RJN. He's in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And John, I got you down for a comment, so I'll be back around to you shortly. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Laney, KR4IUB. He's down there in Easley. And Laney, you got cut off there at the end. Are you going to be around for a comment?
I don't have any comments, but I will be listening if needed. You can holler at me. Thank you.
Roger that, Laney. I just want to make sure I didn't miss you there if you had a comment. But thanks for hanging around. With that, we've got another EchoLink station, so we'll give them a try. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Please check in Kilo India 4, Zulu Echo Tango. This is Harry in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling in.
How do we like to welcome Mr. Harry, KI4ZET. He's down there in Greenville, and Harry, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. With that, that concludes our pre-net check-ins and our EchoLink. So now we'll move over to the RF section, and tonight being Sunday night, we'll start with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call.
4HKX. Dean Patrick, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73 to you, and all on the net.
4HKX. Please check in Kilo Delta 4, Charlie, Tango, Juliet, Cliff in Hendersonville. No comment or traffic tonight. Good to hear from you. 73 to everyone.
4HKX. Check in KR4DBR, Kilo Romeo 4, Delta Bravo Romeo. This is Bo and Easley, and I'll be negative and negative.
And WD4, DYH, Whiskey Delta 4, Delta Yankee Hotel. Johnny, Traveler's Rest, no traffic, no round table. Thank you for calling the net. Good evening to everyone.
KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome this fine group in here. And first there is Mr. Rick, KK4DMW. And he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. And they make their home down there in Piedmont. And by telephone relay, he brings along their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. She makes her home down there in Ware Shoals. And we'd like to welcome my friend Cliff, KD4CTJ. And he is over there in Hendersonville. Cliff, you're sounding good coming in from Hendersonville over here. And glad to see that you may have got a radio put in over there. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Bo, KR4DBR. He's down there in Ely. And Bo, good to hear you. Thanks for stopping by. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Johnny, WD4DYH. He's down there in Traveler's Rest. Johnny, good to hear you tonight. Hope you've been doing well, and thank you, sir, for stopping by tonight. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX. This is KO4HKX, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With that pause, we're going to move on up to my favorite group, which is Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Evening, Patrick. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. I will be negative and negative tonight, Patrick, and thanks.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, KR4EEE, Greg in Hendersonville. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for calling the net.
KO4HKX, where's 2-meter net? We'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN. He's over there in Candler. Harry, good to hear you tonight. Hope you and the missus and the family have a great week. And thank you, sir, for stopping by. Then we'd like to welcome my neighbor, KR4EEE. That's Mr. Greg. He's in Hendersonville. Greg, good to hear you. Hope you and the family have been doing well. Haven't talked to you in a little bit, but I hope everything's going well for you. And thanks for stopping by tonight, sir. With that, we'll try one more time. Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX. KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With that, boss, we're going to move on up to the next group, which is India through Lima. India through Lima. Please give us a call, KO4HKX.
SKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'm going to be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. James, KK4JFO, and he's over there in Tuxedo. And James, good to hear you. Sounds like you might have that group to yourself, but we're going to try and see if we can get some more visitors for you. India through Lima, India through Lima, please give us a call, KO4HKX.
KM4HKX, good evening, Patrick. Please check in and out. Kilo, Uniform, Niner, Juliet, KU9J, Steve in Hendersonville. Thanks for calling the net. Make yourself a wonderful evening, sir. This is KU9J, back to net.
Oscar Echo, Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you, Patrick, for calling the net. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
Net control. Again, Kilo Romeo 4, Kilo Sierra Foxtrot, Alan, and my wife, Kilo Romeo 4, Kilo Romeo Delta, Michelle, from Moore.
Patrick, if you would please check in Whiskey 4 Japan Echo Tango. That's WW4 GET Matthew here, Northern Pickens County, and no traffic or chew tonight. Thanks, Patrick, for calling that.
Paul Paul's right there, and Stephen, I see you over on Echo Lake. I'll be there shortly. We'd like to welcome this fine group in there, Mr. Steve, KU9J. Makes his home in Harrisonville. And Steve, I hope you've been doing well. Sorry I missed you at the breakfast there. I was out of town. But I hope your wrist is healing up well. I haven't had a chance to talk to you lately. But thanks for stopping by tonight. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE. He makes his home up there in Fletcher. And Sid, you were rough coming in tonight. But as you were talking on your net, it was rough coming in a lot of us over there. But I appreciate you being there. And you, Miss Beverly, have a great week. And thank you for calling the net over on the 14664 machine. I do appreciate that. Love checking in over there. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Jerry, KR4KSF, and he brings along Miss Candace, KR4KRD, and they're down there in Moore. And Jerry, will you come back to me and let me know I got all that information correct?
We do go up by our middle name, both of us. I go by Alan, and she goes by Michelle. But, yeah, that's all correct.
Jerry, or Alan, I will put a note in here about that, but appreciate you being there, and welcome to the hobby. I hope you and Michelle enjoy it as much as the rest of us do, and we're here every night at 9 o'clock. There's a different net controller, so you don't have to listen to me all week long, but we'd love to have you join in as often as you can. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Matthew, WW4JET. He's down there in Pickens County, Northern Pickens County, next to Table Rock. And Matthew, good to hear you. I haven't heard you in a little while, but appreciate you being here tonight, and I hope you and the family have been doing well. And thanks for stopping by. With that, we're going to try one more time. India through, we're going to stop and get Stephen. I almost forgot this. Stephen, Echo Link stations only, Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, Patrick, check in. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, KA4PQA, Stephen and Greenwood, negative, negative.
This is KO4HKX, Blue's 2-Minute Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA. He makes his home down there in Greenwood. Stephen, good to hear you. I hope you and Miss Jennifer have an awesome week. And thank you, sir, for stopping by and being patient with me there tonight. I almost forgot you. But appreciate you hanging in there. With that, we'll move on to back over to RF, and we'll try one more time. India through Lima, India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
KX. To America, Queen Mary.
Give me one more time, please, sir.
AQM. Sorry about the number change. Kilowatt 2. America Queen Mary, AQM.
Team and location on that one?
I'm not well with protocol. Name is Bill, Bravo India, London, London. We are in
Belton, South Carolina, and I guess it's negative and negative. But I'd like to talk to you after the net. Over.
Howdy, we'd like to welcome Bill. I'm just fixing that in there because it's using your legal name. We'd like to welcome Bill, K2AQM, and he is down there in Belton, South Carolina. And Bill, thanks for stopping by tonight, and yeah, I'll catch you after the net. I'll hang around for a few minutes. I've got a couple on direct you, so it might be just a few minutes, though. But appreciate you being here tonight, and I'll be back to you shortly. All right, with that, we will try one more time. India through Lima, India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX. This is KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're going to move on up to the next RF group here, which is Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please call KO4HKX.
KX. Please, KA4NIV. Kilo Alpha 4, November, India, Victor. Name again is Maurice, and we're located at Simpsonville, and we're no traffic, no table. Good evening.
KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Maurice, KA4NIV. He's down there in Simpsonville. And Maurice, thanks for stopping by tonight. I hope you and the family have an awesome week. But appreciate you being there tonight. With that, we will try one more time. Mike through Papa, Mike through Papa. Please call KO4HKX.
For HKX. Please try to check me in. Brad, I've moved to HT. This is Whiskey 4. Sugar Bravo X-ray testing a new radio. Back to net.
KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Brad. W4SBX, he's down there in Simpsonville, and he's got him a new HT. Brad, you were making it in, but it's a little bit in and out. But I got you. Appreciate you being there tonight, and I hope you've been doing well. I haven't heard you on the air, but I haven't been around much either, so it's probably my fault. But thanks for checking in tonight, and again, hope you're doing well. All right, with that, we're going to move on up to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thank you for calling the net. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Chris.
KO4HKX. Hello, Patrick. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Rolf. KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty. And I will be negative and negative.
KX. Check in November 4, Tango Lima Papa N4, TLP, Terry, and more. Negative and negative. Good evening, Patrick.
KX. Good evening, Patrick. If you will, please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Sierra, Mike, Victor, Dale, in Ellenboro. I'll be negative, negative. Have a great evening, everyone. Thanks for calling the net.
HKX. N2SWJ, this is Scott. I'm down in Greer, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is KO4HKX, number is 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, N0TR. He makes his home down there in Greer. Tom, good to hear you tonight. Please tell Miss Bernice that Elise and I said hello, and I hope you behave this week. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, KO4QLG. He's down there in Liberty. Chris, good to hear you. Hope you're doing well. Hope you have an awesome week also. They would like to welcome Mr. Terry, N4TLB. He's down there in Moore. Terry, good to hear you. Be safe out there on the roads this week. They would like to welcome Mr. Dale, KK4SMV. He's over there in Ellenboro. And Dale, good to hear you. Hope you and the family have an awesome week. They would like to welcome N2SWJ. That's Mr. Scott. He's down there in Greer. And Scott, I hope you are not feeling as bad as you sounded. Because you sound like you had something going on there. You're pretty rough. But thanks for being there tonight, and appreciate everything you're doing for us on the net control there. All right, with that, try again. Quebec New Tango, Quebec New Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, this is Whiskey 4, Sugar Bravo X-Ray W4SBX, Brad again. On the mobile and another radio check, and I'll return it back to that, and I won't bug you no more.
That's good to hear you. Sounded much better that time. A little bit of white noise, but much more readable. But with that, we will move on up to the patient group tonight. Uniform 2 Zulu, Uniform 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KX. Please check in Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in KA3WPP. That's Kilo Alpha 3. I'm in Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, all.
HKX. Patrick, everyone on the net, could you please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar, that's KQ4YOO, my name is Clint, I'm in Honeyup Pass, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net tonight, Patrick.
X. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB, my name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, to be determined, KQ4TBD, that's Miss Angela, both here in Southern Granville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
KO4HKX and Blues 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. David, WB4ZPH. He's down there in Taylor's. David, good to hear you. Hope you have a great week, sir. Then we'd like to welcome Howard, KA3WPP. He's down there in Piedmont. And we'd like to welcome Mr. Clint, KQ4YOO. He's down there in Honeyup Pass. Clint, thanks for stopping by. And Howard, thank you for stopping by also. Appreciate you gentlemen being there. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB. And he brings along Miss Angela, KQ4TBD. They make their home down there in Southern Granville County. Tommy, good to hear you. Hope you and Miss Angela have a great week. And thank you, sir, for stopping by. With that, we'll try one more time. Uniform 2 Zulu, Uniform 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. Alrighty, with that pause, we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. If you got a letter in your call sign, want to check in, please call KO4HKX.
KX. Call on the net. Sounds like you got a good one. Missed my initial group. Been sitting here checking the mail, waiting to check in. But if you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name's Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Patrick. No traffic, no comments. 73 to you and everyone on there.
For HKX. Good evening, Mr. Patrick. Miss Elise in the net. Please check in JI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Elise, all on the net, and thanks for calling the net, Patrick.
KO4HKX, the Blues 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Mike, AK4HR. He makes his home down there in Simpsonville. And Mike is one of our Saturday night net controllers. I believe he calls the first Saturday night of the month. Mike, thanks for being there tonight. I hope you and the family have a great week and appreciate you checking in with me. Then we'd like to welcome our Wednesday night net controller and keeper of all things SwapNet. That's Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. And he brings along his pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. And they make their home down there in Easley. And Gary, I hope you and Miss Joy have a great week. And thank you, sir, for stopping by. And my pleasure to call the net, sir. All right, we'll try one more time, all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. If you got a letter in your call sign and want to check in, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. In November 4, Romeo Lima Foxtrot, 10-4-RLF, this is Roger in Seneca, negative.
This is KO4HKX, in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Roger, N4RLF. He's over there in Seneca, or down there in Seneca for me. And Roger, good to hear you. Thanks for being here tonight, and I appreciate you checking in with us. With that, as long as we can get them, we'll keep trying. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, all the way through the alphabet. Got a letter in your call sign and want to check in, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Whiskey 4, Delta Uniform Bravo, Dub in Mars Hill. Good evening.
Welcome. David, WW4DUB up there in Mars Hill. Appreciate you being there tonight. I think you said Dub. Is that what you want to go by?
Yeah, that's correct. Thank you.
All right, roger that. I'll put a note in here to take care of that. I appreciate you being here tonight, and if you didn't know, we're here every night at 9 o'clock. Love to have you check in as often as you can. You won't have to put up with my voice every night because we have a different net controller every night of the week. But thanks again for checking in here, Dub. And like I said, I'll put a note in there in the system.
Thank you so much, 73.
Howdy. We'll keep trying. Like I said, we'll keep trying. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Got a letter in your call sign anywhere through the alphabet. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we'll assume we got everybody for now. And this is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for check-ins, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. And first on the stump tonight is Mr. John. KN4RJN, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, this is KN4RJN. Evening, Patrick. What's going on in your world? We haven't talked in Anna Coon's age, I don't believe.
Yeah, John, it's been quite a while since you and I have talked. I think it's before I had my knee surgery. I had my knee replaced back in June. And I'm no longer driving the tool truck. And I am trying to teach the next generation how to work on a car now. So if you get a chance, say a prayer, throw your hands up, something, help me out.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, well, I've had both hips replaced, but in going to therapy, I'm talking to people that had their knees replaced, and that's apparently a whole lot worse than a hip replacement, partially because it's a more complicated device. So I feel your pain, or at least part of it, and I will definitely keep you in my thoughts, my brother. When the thing that carries you around starts going bad, life gets real rough real quick. Thank you, sir.
This is KO4HKX from Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, John, I heard you and remember hearing you and Tom talk about having your hip replaced, and that you were having a rough go of it. And, man, I couldn't ask for my knee to went any easier. I had little to no trouble out of it, which I am very grateful for. Now, I still don't have full range of motion yet. I'm working on that and on a regular basis, but we're getting there, and things are getting better every day. I hope you're doing the same thing. I hope your hip's getting better every day.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, it's back, you know, I'd say 98%, 99%. It's I can walk and it doesn't hurt, so that's the goal. But yeah, I was talking to Tom, her hip replaced, and she didn't have a bit of trouble. Like, mine was, you know, I wasn't walking at all, and then I was on a walker for the longest time, and then a cane for the longest time, and some serious heavy duty pain meds, and it took a long time for me to bounce back from that. And the left one, which was the first one we did, the left one, you know, it was, you know, it took me a while, but it wasn't too bad. But the right one, man, it took forever. I thought I'd never walk again. And then Tom's wife said, "No, she didn't have any problems. She took, you know, she took Tylenol, and that was it. I was taking, you know, not quite morphine, but some heavy duty stuff there for the longest time. And it's like, oh my God." But yeah. So if you didn't have trouble with your knee, you are one lucky son of a biscuit, and I am so happy for you. Mine's back working, and I'm, you know, walking like a normal human being again. So yeah. Keep doing what they tell you to do, and do your therapy and all that kind of stuff, and eventually it will return to normal. Back to you, sir.
Roger that. Well, I'm probably
I'm probably 90-95%. Like I said, just need a little bit more range of motion, and getting up off the floor or putting it down on the floor, it still feels like it's asleep. The nerve that runs across your knee there, it feels like it's asleep sometimes. So that's a strange feeling. But other than that, I can walk and carry on and with no pain, which is a great thing, because I know when my knee was hurting, boy, it was rough before. So I was glad to get it done, and I didn't even use the walker but about a week, and then after that I was done with it. I went back for my 2-week checkup, and the doctor couldn't believe I was walking in with no cane or no assistance whatsoever. I was just getting along through there.
This is Dan Ford, Dan. He traumatized a number of nerves while doing that right one. I've still got a numb spot on the side of my right leg, but nothing really hurts. It's just numb right in through there. And I don't know, every once in a while, one of those nerves reconnects and it lets me know about it by stinging the crap, like, beat Jesus out of me. But yeah, everything's, you know, working like it's more or less due. But yeah, I got the same deal with getting down and getting back up. I'm not as quick as I anyway, let me tell you about sunspots and what's going on with the sun here real quick. We got about a 50% chance of a mild to moderate radio blackout over the next 3 days. Sun's kicking up its heels again. And then greater than that, about 10% chance. Next meteor shower coming up would be the Lyrid, which they're active April 14th through April 30th. They'll be at their maximum on April 22nd. The peak will be 9:30 Eastern time in the morning, so about 2 or 3 hours before sunset. If you go out and look towards the east and northeast, it's got a zenith hour rate of about 18 meteors per hour. And they are bright. And they're medium speed, and the apparent object are bits and pieces of Comet Thatcher that we run into every year. So if the skies are clear, the moon is going to be a waning crescent, so it shouldn't be a problem to wipe it out. You know, maybe it's some of the dimmer ones, but again, they're bright and they're medium speed. So if you're so inclined, get up about 3 o'clock in the morning, look towards north and east, dress warm, get your favorite chair and hot beverage, and just look at the sky. Anyway, back to you, sir.
Well, I doubt I'm going to be up that time of morning anymore. I try not to. anyway, so might miss that one. But the one at dark, that one might be interesting to watch. And I actually have a view of the northeast sky, so I can see it pretty good. Might have to check that one out. Propagation has been rough the last little while. I know we've had several people talking about the bands being rough and even 2 meter being affected a little bit.
This is Ken for our Jan. Yeah, it's going to be, from the looks of it, it's going to be kind of noisy here for the next several days. So, and I'm not sure what next week looks like, but the week after this coming week, what that looks like. But it's lab will be noisy for the rest of the week anyway. There's some stuff going on in the sun, and it's going to take it a little while to rotate out of the way. But yeah, I was listening to radio on different bands earlier today and heard quite a bit of static, and a couple people trying to talk, they couldn't hear each other. So, it'll be that way for a little while. I just have to put up with it, talk at night, because it only affects the daylight side. So, anyway, that's all I got. Patrick, you have a good evening. I'll say 73s and back on out of here. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
This is KO4HKX from Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. Well, John, it's good talking to you, catching up. I hope you're doing well and the family's doing good. And glad to hear your hips are treating you well. You can get around walking. That's pretty good without hurting. But appreciate you being here tonight, and enjoyed you bringing the atmospheric condition. You got to remember to check that one out. But again, thanks for being here tonight. With that, we'll move back over here and see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. If you got any letter in your call sign or want to check in, please call KO4HKX. Alrighty, with that pause, I assume I've got everybody tonight, and I invite you back tomorrow night. As far as I know, Mr. Duncan will be calling it at KO4JKV. And we'll give it one more go here and see if we got anybody, if I missed anybody for comments or check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Looking for comments or check-ins all the way through. Give a call to KO4HKX. Howdy, I'll submit my net report and I'll return shortly. KO4HKX now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for check-ins, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night to all. And thank you everyone that checked in tonight. I do appreciate each and every one of you. And I hope you all have a great week. AQM. Bill, you still around? KO4HKX.
Patrick. K2AQM. I was just wondering about my signal strength to the repeater. I've got a ground wave antenna in the attic. And is it good and solid in the repeater?
Four HKX. Bill, you're full quieting into the repeater. It may be just a little bit of a hint of a white noise, but that could be on my end. So I'm going to say it's doing a really, really good job for you.
I put that thing up there many, many years ago, and that was the first attempt. I said, well, let me put something up in the attic. I'm not going to get involved with it. Well, that didn't happen. I ended up putting a 70-foot crank-up tower in the back with a Pro 67 and got full-blown back in HF, and but this has been up there, and I haven't used it that much, so I was just curious if it was still doing the thing. You know, we worked back in August 17th, and I didn't write the year down. To AQM on this repeater, and I said, oh, that's Patrick. I worked him. I had a piece of paper here that been laying on my desk for like years, and that's your name and a call sign was right on it. So I'm just wondering, do you still work for Matco?
I give that up last May. I come to the end of my 10-year contract with them, and we couldn't come to an agreement, and I had to have my knee replaced anyway, so I give that up. And I am teaching automotive to disadvantage youth at the Job Corps up here in Brevard or Pisgah Forest now.
Yeah, excellent for you and the kids. You know, probably doing that job with Matco is probably about the same as driving a UPS or a FedEx truck or any one of those service trucks that you have to get in and out, in and out, in and out. And that'll really raise havoc with your knees.
20 years of working on concrete before that didn't help any. So, but yeah, those steps going in and out of that truck were tough because they weren't normal side steps. They were, for my short legs, they were pretty good side steps. But by the end of the day, I was hurting.
I hear you for sure. The other fellow you were talking to with the hip replacements, I had both my hips replaced, one in 2005, that was the right one, and the next one I had done in 2013, exactly 5 years apart, but it was the easiest surgery I ever went through. Surgery for the hips. I'll say this: the right one was done through the posterior, and that took 6 months recovery. I had the left one done anterior, and that was like 5 weeks, and I was back to normal.
I don't know. I think John had his done posterior. I don't know. I couldn't remember, and he's not there now to ask. my knee replacement's the first surgery or first anything I've ever had done, so I didn't really know what to expect. I'd heard horror stories, and then I'd heard that it went well, and then, like I said, so I am very, very pleased and thankful that mine went as smooth as it did.
I'm not looking forward to any knee surgeries. I've had known a lot of people that had it done, and yeah, that to get back your range of motion is a little painful. So I'm 82, so I'll maybe not have to worry about my knees, but the hips, like John was saying, was terrible, painful. And as soon as the new one went in, boy, that pain was gone.
It was amazing how once I got over the stiffness and got all the swelling worked out of it, it was amazing how little my knee hurt. So I was, like I said, I was really grateful for that. Well, I had my knee done the end of June, middle end of June last year, and went to Shelby, and we were walking around there. Now, I did get a golf cart, so I didn't have to walk all day, but I still did quite a bit of walking at Shelby last year, and I couldn't do that before, so I was grateful, like I say. But I guess mine's a unique case. Most people don't have that happen.
Okay, this is K2AQM. In Belton, South Carolina, I don't get on the 2 meter much. I get on a 40 meter net with a couple of guys in the Chicago area, Jersey area, and whatnot up there. The nets that they run. So I figured, well, let me get on a 2 meter net and get to know some of the folks down here, because they'll probably need help in the future. We're getting rid of equipment or stuff like that. So I'll throw my name in here and keep active with the area down this way. Let's see, KO4HKX, K2AQM.
Like I said, glad to talk to you. Gary does the swap net on Wednesday night, so you can come by and check it out and check in with him. You'll enjoy that. It's usually a lot of fun. And if you ever had anything or a question or need help with something, man, just ask. There's always somebody around here willing to help out. I have found that there's no limit to what people are willing to help you do or help you learn or just in general be good people.
Well, I might need help. I might need help renewing my call sign, and trying to get my call book log of the world set up again. I was off for a few years and everything went to pot. So I know I did it. I did it a few years ago. Renewed my call sign, but now by God, I've got September. I think it's got to be done again. So I don't know if things have changed with the service or not, but I guess we'll have to just figure it out and go with the ARL says.
JI4LZI.
Hey, Andy. Yeah, Bill, there's been quite a few changes to the SCC's website and how you got to do all that. So you might want to start looking into it now, and I'm sure that's what Andy's going to tell you, because I think he just had his done.
JI4LZI. There's been quite a few changes, and you better hope you don't get in a situation where it's during a government shutdown, because mine, the shutdown began October 1st, and my license expired October, I believe it was 5th, and I'd started in mid-September, but I didn't actually get it. My license back renewed sometime in January. because of all the changes in the government shutdown also.
Indy, well, mine's, I think mine is September, and it said to start doing it 90 days, hence before that. So I got the paperwork all printed out, and I'll read over it and see what it takes. But it says you can do the grace period is 2 years after it actually expires. You can they'll redo it for you without retesting you. But if I have to go do every retest, it's going to be done.
I don't mean to cut you out, Patrick, but, and I guess you're aware of the $35 fee. If you've done that with a vanity license 2 or 3 years ago, have a little...
I'm aware of that. I've seen that on the net. It was $35, so whatever it is, it is.
For HKX. Yeah, I haven't had to renew mine yet. I've only had mine coming up on 6 years here, the end of this year. So I'm not looking forward to that process. But I think since I got mine, you had to have an email there on the core system. They changed all that in there. So I don't think I'll have to worry about too much. But Bill, if there's anything I can do to help you, reach out. I'll do my best to put you in touch with whoever I think can do it, and if not, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out somehow or another. But you know, there for a while, it was a fee way back when, and then they dropped the fees, and then they put the fees back. So. It is what it is. My ticket goes back to 77. So, it's been a long time.
What hell's the guy? What ticket goes back that long? You remember a whole lot. The five classes, the novice, the advanced, the conditional, the 5 words, 13 words, and 20 words a minute, if your license goes back that far. I've heard about it, but I got my license in 05, but I've been listening on this repeater ever since the late 70s, so I've become kind of aware of it that way, and Patrick, I'm sure, never knew about it.
Well, I knew about it because I looked in to get my license many years ago, and that's what I was... One of the holds up was learning the code. So I won't say I'm glad they dropped the code, but I'm glad for me they did. But I'd still like to learn it. And I probably will one day when I have a little more time.
Good to know. Yeah, we had to do 5 words a minute, and I think the novice was 20 to 25 questions. And then the technician, and the general. Well, I took the general with 13 words a minute, and 50, I think it was 50 questions, 50 or 75 questions. That's been a long while ago too. So, and then I went down to Philadelphia. And took the advanced class, which didn't require any CW. And I passed that test, I think, on the first time, maybe the second. I had to go down twice. But I said, no, forget about it. I'm not trying for that 20 words a minute. I'm not interested in that. So I've got an advanced class license, and I know a lot of extra class, but there's no reason for me to go any further. I got enough to work with.
Poor hell's the guy. A person about 5 or 6 miles from me, Mandel Rigdon, WR4XM, he got his back in the late 70s and early 80s, and compared to now, all this today to then is a different world.
faster and faster all the time, that's for sure. KO4HKX.
Today, K2AQM, I had known people that were able to build their own amplifiers, build their own rigs, and but they would not pass the test because of the repeater questions on there. They had no interest in repeaters. They didn't want to know anything about them, and they would fail the test because of it.
How far is the guy? Hey, Mandel Rigdon's got a lot of repeaters of his own on amateur and GMRS, and it's a learning experience, believe me, because I help him ever so often, have over the years, with some of this stuff, and it's certainly a learning experience. It's ever even helped me sometimes with this and here when it goes wacky.
Well, I've got my extra now, and like I said, I don't plan on going any further other than learning code. I'd like to do that. I don't get on HF a whole lot. When I do, it's usually digital. I will get on and do some voice occasionally, but I'm not a big contester or anything like that, so I don't mess with that stuff.
All right, Patrick. I like HF, and we got friends we can talk to up there and keep tabs on what's going on the area that we left. But I like it down here. I did bring a snow shovel with me, and I'm happy for it. And I see the winter they had up there this year. I said, Lordy, Lordy, God bless me, because I don't have to deal with that kind of stuff. But anyway, it was cold down here this winter for some, you know, strange reason. And the cold snap will come in, and then it'll get warm again. And that's kind of hard to take, too. So, well, anyway, I'll say 73 and check out of here. And I can't promise I can get on here every Sunday night because stuff happens, you know. And we'll be going to Florida for 5 weeks or so in May with the camper, so we'll be out of touch there. I'm not sure if Echolink would work or we're going to or not, but I could try that. KO4HKX, K2AQM. We'll see you later, Patrick. Thanks for the chat.
No problem, Bill. Enjoyed it. And yeah, I live a little bit north of you. I live up here outside of Brevard. And we had more than snow than I wanted and ice than I wanted this year. And I'm ready for spring, that's for sure. But love to have you as often as you can and enjoyed it. Bill. Thanks again for joining us tonight. KO4HKX. Go ahead, Andy.
For LZI. Yeah, I'm frequently listening on HF at about 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on HF frequencies myself. Reason I don't often check in person on the net here at 9 during the week. I'm listening down on HF, but if you've noticed, this repeater does have Echolink capability. So if you got a way you can do it from down there, you can do it by Echolink. Most of the time it's working. They done some work on it this past Tuesday. But most of the time it's in workable condition, and you could do it that way. Let's see, KO4HKX, and I done forgot your call sign, but this is KI4LZI.
Yeah, we're going to go to a Florida State campground, and there's no internet, so we have Echolink, not Echolink, we have Starlink. We're going to take Starlink for the first time this time and see if we can get up into Elon Musk's world with the internet. And if we can get that, I'll certainly be able to get Echolink.
Okay, well, I've heard of Starlink, but I really can't speak for it in any sort, form, or fashion. I've just heard of it, and that's all I know about it. But It's available if you can get the internet. It's here on this repeater is, so. K-I-4-L-Z-I.